October 17th, 2018, budget workshop.
Hey, everyone.
Ready.
We're ready. Sorry for the delay. We're going to get started. This is the third or fourth budget workshop? Third, I think. And I had intended to go into full town board discussion, but members of the squad wanted to address the board about their budget. They said they could come in and do it, so we're going to give them 15 minutes before we get back into the task at hand before us tonight. So with that, we'll turn to their page, which is where in the budget?
A45. I don't know.
Like right up on the wall. I don't know why I don't see it. I'm not used to this technology.
And the white page in front of that is the request.
Everybody familiar with Ron Quinn? He's my vice director, and Jeff Beecher is our CPA.
Oh, there he is.
Welcome.
Last year, you guys had questions, and I couldn't produce them the night of the workshop, so I wanted to make sure Jeff was here, so you guys, if you have any questions, we can definitely, hopefully, answer them all. Awesome.
Well, I'll give you an idea of where we're headed with that, and obviously that'll be a further discussion. Right now, we're really talking dollars and cents for
okay.
the budget. All right. So the requested amount that we received from your organization was for the contract cost $266,000. Which would be a pretty good jump from what we adopted last year with a contract of $231,015. And you're also looking for a building reserve of $60,000. I know that that's a project that's badly needed in our community, and you want to get that underway. What I did in the budget, and I've explained this to all the other organizations that we fund and the department heads that have come in, is... you know, I've pointed out that the board is committed to staying underneath the tax cap. And in doing so, that really limits how much we can raise from increased taxes. And I believe that amounts to $144,000 over last year. Is that accurate? I got it here somewhere. Maybe on the top budget page. So the amount raised that we can legally raise and stay underneath the tax cap from taxes is $1,355,500. So I think it was between $40,000 and $50,000 increase from last year. So the point of that is that really limits our ability to provide significant increases, to meet the what the requests have been for all different departments. So what I did in this budget for the squad was to do a 2% increase, and in recognition that we want to be helpful with the building expansion, earmark an additional $10,000 to be dedicated toward that, which we would have contract language that would annotate that if you were in agreement with that. So you'd be getting, more than the 2%, essentially, than what you got last year. We'd like to give you the $60,000, but unfortunately, at this point in time, we can't do that this fiscal year. And earmarking that additional $10,000 toward new building expansion, the town board would retain those funds. And we would keep them in a separate reserve for when you move forward with that project, and whatever money's in that dedicated fund will be turned over to you when you start the project. How's that?
Now, is that going to be 10K every year? Or?
Well, it's up to the board every year.
Oh, okay.
I anticipate it being at least 10,000 every year. I would like to see it be a lot more. There's a lot of exciting things that are happening in our community that will be very helpful to organizations such as yours. And, you know, we're hopeful that we can provide even more assistance moving forward.
We currently have like 98,000 appropriated for the expansion, with 125,000 allocated from Warner and Marchione. I don't know.
Each of them are doing 125.
Right.
Yeah.
So 250.
You're not under contract yet, are you? With
no.
Okay.
No. I'm. But we are qualified.
Okay.
So we just got to stay qualified. I'm not sure. You probably know more about how. You know, are those? I don't know if there's a time limit on those monies.
So those monies come from a pot of money that each house of the legislature negotiates with the governor. And the leadership gets that, and the leadership hands that out to its membership. Obviously, in the assembly, because there's 150 members versus 63 in the Senate, each member, majority member, gets a smaller amount. I don't believe minority members have access to that funding from the leadership. And it's totally up to the members' discretion on how much they want to earmark for that. I think this year they change the rules every year through MOUs with the two branches of the legislature and the governor's office. This year I think the smallest amount that they can allocate are 50,000 increments. And so that money is allocated, and the members have the authority to commit it to communities for certain approved uses. But the money isn't guaranteed until you're under contract with DASNY, and so that can be a process of anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years. So I don't know when you started the paperwork with it.
Wow, no, it's been about that long.
Okay, so then you should be getting pretty close to DASNY review, which, for those of you who don't know, that's the State Dormitory Authority, which administers that funding for most programs. A lot of times they'll earmark it down to the state agencies. You know, if it's an environmental program, it'll go through Environmental Facilities Corporation or Department of Environmental Conservation. If it's an ag program, it gets allocated down to Ag and Markets to administer. You know, once that's under contract, they can't take it away from you, and you're going to get it.
So we're still working with USDA too. So
that was a loan, though, right, or a grant?
That's a loan.
Okay.
Yep. Low interest loan. You're asking for a bunch of information. I'm hopefully setting a conference call up for next Thursday with our architect. Because they're asking for, I've given them everything they possibly could have, but they want more. So I don't know how much more. They're trying to, you know, according to our architect, you know, they're looking for information that, you know, we're ready to put a shovel in the dirt tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have that.
Right.
Because building costs are always changing. So.
What are you looking at for total cost now?
It was $2.3 million, and that we cut the top of the second floor off because they wanted to add like between $200,000 and $400,000, because USDA says you got to be ADA compliant, even though we won't have anybody with disabilities, obviously, because we're emergency services. So, but in order to get the USDA loan, you would have to be ADA compliant. So we decided to cut the top layer off, and it saved about $1.2 million.
Okay, good. I've gone through your budget, what you based your requests on, and you know, I don't know if any other board members have questions as to any of the numbers that are there, but now would be the time to bring them up, especially with Mr. Beecher here. Be able to answer any questions you might have.
Yeah, one thing though, that the USDA has really kind of impressed the scene about how much town support has been received in the town of Merle and Northumberland. Mm-hmm. I know, obviously, you can't say, yeah, we're going to give you X number of dollars, but they're probably going to be looking for, you know, just some kind of generic letter stating that you, you know, going to support the project. And, you know,
or we wholeheartedly support the project.
Right.
To meet
but
the
they're
going to
be looking for like something like that in the future. Like that.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. You know,
they, you know, obviously, you know, that's a large source of the funding for the two towns.
Right.
Also, got to make sure I mention the impact fees, especially with the anticipated growth of what's going on at Exit 17 with sewer. So, again, you know, with all the developments coming in, Skimmerhorn and whoever else is coming in, it's going to impact our service. You know, anytime you put more people into our district, it's going to. We've already seen an increase in the calls with Home of the Good Shepherd. And I know you sat on that, you know, the board back then, and I was too. And I remember being in that room when that lady told us, you know, we'd be lucky if we're there once a week, I think it was, or once a month. We actually, we've been there. I've had three ambulances there within an hour. Mm-hmm. It could have been even more than that. We're constantly in that place, and our call volume's up above.
Yeah, we looked into that because we thought that might be an avenue to raise additional funds to help fund first responders in general. And I think that about the time we had a fire tax, so it was my understanding that you could not do it, at least for the fire company, because we had a tax. Now we don't. So, you know, I can, you know, resurrect that conversation with you know, council on it to see if it's something that we can do. In my last conversations with her as recently as within the past 6 months, she indicated probably can't do it, but she needed to look into it further.
And the other thing is just off the top of my head, the contract language.
We, I'm well aware of that language, and we'll have a conversation with that when we do the draft contract. You're referring to the pass-through, I imagine.
Yeah.
And we'll have to have a discussion about the language regarding the extra additional $10,000 that'll be earmarked for a reserve capital project fund. And we'll have, that's not in the current contract,
right,
obviously, so we'll have to draft that up.
Steve, when you look at the numbers that you're getting from Carrie Warner and Kathy Marchione and what your current income is and your budget, what do you anticipate your monthly payment will be on that new building? Any idea?
Well, it was out of our realm when we first looked at it. It was like $60,000
a month.
But now it's like $12,000.
How can it be so much less?
But because we cut $1.2 million out of the project.
So how much are you looking to borrow? Like
2.3 million.
And how many years?
I believe it was 30.
And what interest rate do they anticipate, or do you anticipate?
They haven't given us it yet. We've been, I've been dealing with Gretchen Pinnacle out of USDA.
You don't have that extra money in your budget currently, do you? How will you?
No. But I'm sorry, I also failed to mention that we applied for an EFD grant with Ed Bartholomew. So Ed helped us through the process of ESD, we applied for the max, and then that was, what was that, $497,000, we asked for, like $500,000, so it's, and of course, we won't know, that's not awarded until sometime in December.
Now, do you have, when you look at your plans for your building, and you look at what your payments will be, I'm thinking you don't have $12,000 a month as a surplus.
Well, it's going to be less than that with
income.
It'll be less than that with all these grants that we're getting in this USD.
Do you have But do you see that you're going to be able to make these payments, or what? Are you going to have to figure out a way to make these payments?
I believe we can make these payments.
How?
How much they're going to be? It's not going to be the $12,000 a week. We have it. Yeah. What the number is.
Where is that money going to come from?
It's going to come from the town contracts.
So you're looking for a raise to cover this?
Yeah, part of that money.
So if we said $10,000, so you're asking for $60,000 a year to make the payments on the building?
That was that was just construction phase.
So if we said
looking for the town of Barola to pay for the whole mortgage.
So where are we thinking that money's coming from?
Well, part of it's going to be coming from. They're going to be looking for some increase from the town of Barola and North Cumberland.
Some meaning $10,000, $50,000?
Really depends on how much grant money we receive and how much the actual cost is.
So at what point
do we make a decision? It's kind of a moving number right now.
Okay, and at what point do we look at it? And before, I must admit, Steve, I was a little frustrated when you were doing this, and you sit here and tell me you're relying on town money for this, but I don't recall you ever coming to the board and saying, we're working on this, and this is the anticipated cost, and getting something up front. And you've come all the way into this now. You've got a debt of almost $100,000 for soft costs, and we don't have a shovel in the ground, and we don't have prices yet, but I mean, it just kind of seems like it's kind of late to us and say, hey, we expect you to help with the payments or to cover the payments. So I would appreciate that if you kept us in the loop a little bit more than you did through the time of buying the land and hiring the architect and building the building and doing all of those things.
I think I've told everybody that we're working on some expansion. You were there.
I was there. I came to your opening. I know that, but I just think that's a big chunk of money to look at the taxpayers and pay for this building and this expansion. But just telling us you're doing it, I think it would be nice as you move forward to let us know financially kind of where this is falling out and not show up next year and say, hey, we need $75,000 a year and we've committed to the project.
I've made appointments. I mean, Kyle came down. Todd's been there. I didn't get to John and Alan. I mean, I talked to them, but
I just think, please keep us in the dollars and cents of the buildings.
I think that we'll have some numbers. It's going to be probably another 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
Why can't you use the insurance money?
Well, that will be part of it too.
Oh, it will. Okay.
Yeah.
Because,
that does go up each year a little bit. But also, the payroll costs are up too.
I mean, because quite honestly, you want to talk about impact fees, that's where you build it in.
Right.
People that need the service.
The last few years, Medicare and Medicaid have really dropped their reimbursement rates.
Yeah.
So that's hurt the squad a little bit. If it wasn't for that, they'd probably have a little extra.
Okay.
And, we do have the older community somewhat.
Yeah.
Pushing the village.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what's going on with Mohawk down south, but we're not paying our AMTs much more than what Mohawk's paying.
Mohawk.
Well, they're on strike right now. Okay. Because they're not paying them. They're not making $12.51 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We just raised our rate.
All right, is your pay comparatively for all positions the same as theirs?
Yeah, about that.
Have you compared? I did a few years ago. Your position and Andre's position in my conversation, I believe it was Mohawk, not the other ambulance service, that their pay scale was not half of yours, but approximately half of yours.
Of my salary?
Mm-hmm. Not yours. More Andre's. The person running that department down there was making what Andre was making at that point. It's been several years.
Down south?
Yeah, it was either Mohawk or... It's been a long time. It's been maybe 5 or 6 years since I've talked to them. But your pay scales were out of line for the management portion here versus there. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying we're paying your bills, and I was a little kind of like, oh my gosh, we're way out of line compared to what a company was that was doing more calls and had more responsibility. So over the years, when I've asked to see, that's a part of it.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe.
Any other board members have any comments, questions on?
I mean, if we're in agreement, agreement's the right word. I mean, the supervisors share and put the town on board together. If that's what you've built in your budget, if it's the end of that conversation and we're moving on, then I don't need to go a lot deeper. There's still going to be some questions, and we can take them offline. I do have a lot of line item questions, but we don't need to get into it right now if we're okay. So,
The only thing recently that just came up is we're having problems with our key scan, mm-hmm. which is our entry into the station. Had a lot of problems with that. Our mm-hmm. server crashed. I had to get into the server, so that was $4,400 that I spent. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think we're doing pretty good. Ron, do you have any?
So we can get you through another year with this budget?
It's working. Yeah.
Hopefully we can do a little bit better next year.
So you'll come to us before you sign contracts to build the building and take on the loans that you'll then come to us and ask us for money for?
I'll come down here every week if you want me to.
Well, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, you made a lot of commitments and relied on us without coming to us and discussing the dollar effects of those. And I'm just asking you, before you sign the loans, before you break ground, before you jump waist-deep into this project, please come to the town and say, this is the cost of the loan, this is our monthly payments, this is our money needs. That would be a great consideration for you to do for us when you're looking for us for the money.
I'll make it a point. As soon as I know the numbers,
that would be great.
I'll get them to Tom.
That would be great. Okay. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Okay. No announcements?
Not for me. Good.
Thank you. Do you have any questions on the budget, Alan?
I mean, there's just line items.
Should see the email.
They look high, and I don't know why, but I don't need to know them right now if we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you. Where do you want to start, Jeff?
2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
We're recording now.
Mints on the table. Mints.
Yeah.
When the 2 minutes are done, we're done.
You got it.
All right. Just real quick, what has changed since our last couple of meetings? We have the preliminary, tentative preliminary, if you want to. These are with the added numbers or these tracked numbers that we put together the last two meetings. One thing that I did with this, as I stated to you guys I would do earlier, was look at sales tax revenues and potentially adjust them based on what we've been receiving this year. And I did that, and I've increased them a little bit. And with that, we're going to be using the sales tax to pay off the fire. We're going to use sales tax for the highway fund and sales tax for the general fund. And that's all built into the revenues.
So we're very reliant on the economy for fire protection and for road service. But we don't anticipate any reason for the numbers. They're conservative, the numbers that we're anticipating. Okay. So we should be in good shape on that.
I also reviewed the numbers in the highway fund. So we'll be using a little bit of fund balance this year because we don't want to make it too excessive based off the audit report we received. and we'll use a little bit of it. That did offset some of what we need to put in there. But everything else is effectively the same. In the general fund, we have included the $75,000 for the highway garage repair. Tonight we should discuss putting an extra 15.
So I said I would reach out to the town's engineer on that. He agreed with where I was going with it, that just taking care of that ventilation issue, the heating issue, the air movement down there will go a long way into eliminating a lot of the issues that we're currently dealing with that's being blamed on the roof.
Condensation.
Exactly. So I think we're getting the most bang for our buck if we move forward on that in the 2019 budget, especially because, as I indicated in an earlier workshop, I didn't think it was appropriate to do budgeting for the roof until we were further along in knowing where we were with the grant. And because of the timeline involved with that, we wouldn't have been able to utilize that money for the project for 2019 because there just wasn't enough time to do that based on my experience with the approval process. So in talking with the engineer Don Rhodes, he had Michelle Hotellin come in and basically give us a scope of work and construction administration, all things that we would like to have done. She was to give me a number today. I don't have a hard number, but in talking with Don, he thought it could range anywhere from $14,000 to $20,000 on top of $75,000. So my recommendation is to earmark an additional $15,000 on top of the $75,000 estimated for the work, and anything that goes over that, we can revisit the what's the extra funding we have in there, and that's mm-hmm. contingent funds. So we could draw from some of the contingency funds for that if we go too far over that. So I think if we make those changes to the budget, we'll be in good shape, and we'll really go a long way in taking care of a lot of the issues with the highway garage.
That sounds wonderful. I was pleased when I was reading that report. Well, maybe we have a solution that's not.
Not $500,000, but we're not there yet.
Kind of frustrating to see that these things happened and they need work at this
point.
Well,
you know,
better this than.
Yeah, I mean, we can fix it all, and we'll have no fund balance moving forward. I don't think that's the fiscally wise thing to do.
Yeah.
But I think we can make changes to still keep the town protected financially and achieving our goals. We just have to pace ourselves over the next couple of years.
I gave you guys a paper on the transfer station payroll fees. It includes the breakdown.
Is this one?
Yes, it is. Okay. It includes the breakdown of what we did in 2018, and mm-hmm. also on the side, I say where we actually are and where we're projected to be at the end of the year. And then I did the same calculation for next year with a 2% increase on the rates. I mean, we're going to go that way with wages, but if that's what the board chooses to do, that is the new number, and I have adjusted the transfer station fees, the appropriations to show that.
And is that going to require us looking at the user fees that we charge?
We should be fine based off of those numbers still.
Okay.
If you look at the budget wrap-up sheet, that preliminary budget sheet, the transfer station here, the appropriations are at $188,684, and with expected revenues of $190,000. So it's close.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on it.
Right.
But I think that, you know, unfortunately, as part of offsetting the costs of running the transfer station, previous boards, when the county used to run the recycling, the county decided, hey, we don't want to expend the funds on it, we'll cut you a check. And so for years, that check was using to offset operations at the transfer station. Now, we can debate whether that was right or wrong, but it helped. We still had to cut hours if we weren't willing to raise fees. And I thought that was a Band-Aid approach. I think our residents expect a certain level of service. I don't think we're quite there with our hours down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think... and we should be looking at returning to the hours that we used to have at transfer station and keep an eye on revenues through the year. If we have to revisit, you know, what we're charging, we can certainly do that, stay ahead of the curve.
My thoughts, an article I read recently about the tariff issue with China and that they can recycle.
China?
How does that affect what we do with the transfer station? Is it costing us
to get rid of recycling? I'm not on recycling. I mean, that's just picked up, and they get whatever the value is on that. But I think we have an opportunity there, and I think Council Member Van Tassel has alluded to it in previous conversations that, we can generate a revenue stream there if we hone in and really modify our operations down there based on what's going on in some other communities.
Okay. And I've seen, and maybe you have, I've seen more than one recycle center that they've turned it into a profit center. I don't know if you've got a chance to pull that Town of Inlet budget off their website, but these guys truck out of there, a small little community up in the Adirondacks, truckloads of recycled stuff all banded up, and it's a huge revenue stream for them. I think there's some examples around the country, certainly right around our neck of the woods, that we might be able to look at. I think that's a big project, and we can strategize or having some conversation about pursuing it. I think that's an initiative we might want to tackle.
I think that moving into the new year, or if not sooner, transfer station committee would be, take a look at that and maybe have some proposals for us to take a look at in the new year and how we can change how we operate things down there. The landfill is a separate account, isn't it? Yeah. As an aside, and I was going to mention this at the board meeting next week, there's a strong interest in using our landfill as a solar farm. And, of course, I expressed concern about the membrane, which we can't break. And they have the technology, and they do it all the time, where they can do supporting infrastructure on top of the membrane, which doesn't exert any pressure on it. So there's huge opportunity there, I think, down the road. I have people getting me proposals on that when I have that documentation. I'm sure of that.
That's great. So, I think it would be a benefit to us already.
Yeah. Make it nice and sunshiny.
Well, no, I mean, there's really no trees that are blocking it. You've got a mountain there that's not going to grow anything. Right. But,
yeah, they want to capture the membrane at the same time?
Well, we had that conversation several years ago, and the bottom line, it wasn't cost effective.
A little bit.
Yeah, but there was interest from the board. What else?
The last major change is we did change up the townwide recreational capital project fund. That's the reserve fund HT. We increased appropriations from the $7,500 we originally had to $15,000 because it is a matching grant, but it's a reimbursement grant. So we have to spend the $15,000. We'll receive $7,500 in revenue. This is for the trail grant that we're getting.
Townwide trail.
And then we're going to use $7,500 of our own funds to do that.
Out of the cap, one of the reserve funds.
Out of the reserve fund.
And so it's budget neutral because it's going to be accounted for in the revenue side of things. So even though we had the 7,500 number in there, from a budgeting standpoint, you got to have the additional revenues coming into the town. So it doesn't impact the bottom line.
I do have some talking points tonight if you guys want to go through them.
I don't know.
Right now, we are using some fund balance in the general fund. If we could reduce any kind of cost in the general fund, that would be good. And I have some specific areas for us to look at. Recreation equipment, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but we didn't really discuss whether we wanted to move forward with that or not. The highway account requests as well, and that includes the highway garage information. We have three pickup trucks that were requested, one from recreation, one from highway, and one from town outside, that we can talk about. Another issue that I want to talk about is payroll services for the town. I can give you any information I have, and as a board, you guys can talk about what we want to do. Do we want to go with a payroll service outside of the town? Do we want to hire an additional person to do it, or just keep it status quo? And that would be a discussion for you guys to have about that. And lastly, we'll talk about salary and wages eventually.
Or payroll, any of those budgeted numbers from that we have for outsourcing in the budget now?
They are not.
They're not in there?
But we were talking, Tom and I were talking a little bit earlier, and I showed him the quote.
Yeah, so we're looking at, depending on the vendor, I'm just going to give a range, it was anywhere from $11,000 up to $13,000?
We looked at kind of $12,000.
$12,000. So my thinking on that.
Annually,
and we talked about this, I think, in one of the previous budget workshops, creating a new position in the supervisor's office that would actually have three responsibilities. One was to have an office person full time to handle rec scheduling, issues with rec as far as questions related to programs, things like that, that's here every day, a spot in the office that's reachable by the public. That person, and we could fund that with out of part of the rec budget. Also have that person do payroll, which would help. You know, we know that's going to cost $11,000 to $12,000, which would help offset the cost of that salary. And I think we're to the point now, because I'm seeing across my desk many opportunities for grants, and I just don't have the time. Jeffrey doesn't have the time to be applying for them all, and I'd like this person to also be a grant person who completes grants, not only that, but a grant writer that works to secure additional funding for our different programs around the town. So my recommendation is to have a position in the budget at $32,000 full-time. It was not in the original budget, although we talked about it. It is in this budget.
No.
So those are the numbers with that position in place. And, we can hone in on additional responsibilities or make it more sharply focused as we get to that point. You know, it doesn't need to be somebody we hire right away. But if we have it in the budget, we have that option.
I think it's a great idea. I know we've talked about having somebody here some months with people coming in. That you're here, I don't think we have to say this is your hours at each position, because you may find at first there's not a lot of grant writing going on. There's not a lot, like this time of year when there's not a lot going on there. And I know, like, your department has talked about needing scanning down of records, and there's always a job to be done, and they can work under the supervisor's office direction on where they need, what they would be doing.
Yeah, part of my thoughts were, I had conversations with the town clerk, mm-hmm. and how much time is consumed with a lot of the paperwork regarding field usage,
yes.
And it's really, takes a lot of time out of the other services that office provides. And I thought it was better to remove it from the clerk's office.
That makes a lot of sense. One person handles it right in that office.
And I can hear all the problems right away instead of hearing about it on the street. So, all right, so that was that.
A couple comments, real quick, if I may. So, the thought now of a full-time person changes the dynamic. So if we're just to take the payroll topic by itself, I'm a huge fan and still am of outsourcing payroll, primarily driven because I don't see enough time for Lisa and Jeffrey to support the supervisor's office on some major initiatives. Right? So my approach was, I know it's cost-effective to outsource. And now that we're talking about a full-time person, who instead of that part time and that person can pick it up, then I would be more supportive of that than without it bundled. If we were talking not bundling it with someone doing these other jobs, I think we're gonna have a challenge, finding somebody who can do grant writing and payroll and handle recs. So we got to get through that.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's probably a civil service classification, so I'll have to work around that.
One of the things, one of the things that's this solution of this person wearing these three different hats is it doesn't address at all the lack of any modern time tracking technology throughout the town, which we grossly lack.
Yeah.
So that's a separate issue, but my main objective originally when I was championing it was that we have a lot of big initiatives to work on that we just, at least in the time I've been involved, have never had the time or resources out of the supervisor's office across the board members to get done. Mm-hmm. Some of it requires somebody to be able to drive it forward. So, anyways, those are just my thoughts.
I think that, you know, the size of our community, town, and where we are now, especially with a lot of other things happening, and there's going to be not only growth in our community over the next couple of years, it's going to require growth in services, and hopefully we have the offsetting revenue that's coming in from that commercial growth. But to Council Member Van Tassel's point, I very much want to, like ASAP, have some sort of electronic accounting townwide for town employees. And, you know, if somebody thinks that they can get me that information with a hard cost on it, I'm okay plugging that into the budget before we get to the deadline when we have to release it to the public. So we don't have a lot of time. We have to announce the public hearing 10 days before. So basically, if someone can work on that within a week and wants to get the numbers, I'm amenable to plug it in. Yeah.
So those we can work offside like that. Those proposals, I thought, were the combination of two numbers. One was payroll services, the other was time tracking.
Yes.
So we already have a number. What I don't know and wouldn't want to commit to tonight is it was based on getting both. Is it a different number if you're just getting one? And does a payroll company want to sell you time tracking as a standalone, but we can call and find out.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be, well, the equipment will be probably a big ticket item, but the actual service is not going to be a big ticket item.
Yeah, and the problem with the and again, we'll take the sideline, but the problem with the equipment is the equipment today requires connectivity.
Yep.
And we lack connectivity, but we can deal with that on a separate issue. Again, I still think we should put a dedicated internet connection in a highway and use a wireless shot to transfer station into the water. We'll have cost savings, and then we'll have connectivity in all three spots. So I think we can get through that, but yeah, we're going to get some numbers, right?
Yes. All right. So make sure that we address that before we close the budget.
Quick question, Jeffrey. I know that Lisa does a lot of it, but I know you're involved. If we had an automated, use some automation technology to get real-time reporting of hours, would that not lighten the load of the payroll in itself?
Oh, it would, yes.
It would. It would kill a couple
calculating first. Time cards manually.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is that if we're going, as we've done, earmarked the $32,000 in office, it's not to say we can't cut that up and have a part-time person or, you know, so, you know, there's revenue there that we can look at.
We haven't in the past had luck with part-time positions.
Yeah, it is.
You get people in and they may seem like they'll be great for the job, but three sentences in, they say, well, I'm really looking for full-time, that we have not had luck getting part-timers to do. Like, Sandy's taking it on as a second job. She's got a full-time job most of the year. And most of the time, when we've had trouble in the assessor's office, and if they know that that job is part-time, they don't want it. And we assume there's people retiring and might want a part-time job. But that has never worked out for us on any of the part-time positions. So we thought if we could bundle what might have been a couple of part-time positions and maybe someone would find it more attractive, and we'd be able to find someone that's interested that will stay.
Well, I would think that if the rec position was in itself generating more revenue because we're handling everything a little bit better, I could see growth. Mm-hmm. That salary over the years, for sure. because we're still going to ask someone a lot for $32,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that job could generate revenue. I can see that being a higher paid position down the road as well.
But we pay for grants. We spend a couple of thousand just on the few. I would say we're spending, what, 3 to 5, maybe 3 to 6 in the last few years?
My hope would be that if except we have a successful grant writer in there, that that person will pay for the
yeah.
position.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't take long. A lot of communities do have full-time grant writers.
We used to have a part-time grant writer years ago. I don't know if it's the other time. Mm-hmm. Brought in way more money than it cost us.
Do you want to tackle some of those other things he mentioned? You want to tackle rec? Or
yeah, so you want to, let's start with highway. Because I don't believe we made any... Did we make any changes to
the
equipment? The equipment? Well, there's one... Yeah, so... All right. So we asked for clarification from Paul, and you should have received a copy. Some of the questions that arose when we mm-hmm. had him in here. Did everybody get a copy of his memo to the board?
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about GPS unit. He was talking with Blue, and he wants to hold off on that for now because Blue thinks there might be another thing that they can use for that purpose. So we're going to hold off on that. He also... talked about the laptop, and he's recommending just buy a computer tower for the office since they don't need a monitor and keyboard. And did we have that in the budget?
What section are we on with that? You're talking about the laptop, and you're talking about
general.
FD10.
EB?
A, sorry.
He's moving all around here.
Just looking for pages that are down here.
Committed to wrapping up tonight.
Have another minute.
Have another minute or minute?
Either one.
So what we did for the laptop, he originally had it in... He requested... the computer here for $1,200 out of $5,010,
mm-hmm.
and he also had a laptop out of $5,132. We cut the computer out of $5,010, which was his budget, effectively, and we kept the laptop in the highway garage budget with the thought that he could use the laptop as his main workstation and then bring it over to the equipment when it needs the testing.
Right.
I'm in the garage.
He doesn't
like that idea. Well, I thought he suggested
he doesn't.
It.
Well, that's
his follow-up email suggested something different.
He said the laptop at Alan's request to check and see if it would work for all my work was not at the price it would be more and could not give me a total without stopping and seeing what was on the computer. So... But it would be fine to use the shop for work in the shop for working on equipment. The recommendation was just to buy a computer tower for the office. So
that would be recommended. I didn't recommend anything. I'm not sure of the context of that sentence.
I think the context was
the salesperson you might be talking to, or it might be JR from. Oh, go ahead.
No, I think it was. There was a conversation that you were involved with at the workshop.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's saying. To answer some of your questions, this is what he came up with.
Well, I know I asked him, do you really think that was a working solution, too, to be chucking his laptop in and out? And he said, oh, I could just plug it in and have it monitor still. Mm-hmm. But obviously, he put some more thought into it, and that's kind of, I would have to say, drag a laptop in and out.
His last sentence, he recommended just to buy a computer tower. I'm not sure who he is in that sentence, but that wasn't me. But if the recommendation is just to replace his machine,
anybody know what that is? Is that what the $1,200 is?
Yes. So he requested $1,200 for the computer.
Mm-hmm. Take the laptop on?
Well, the laptop, I think I would see these as two separate purchases to me. The laptop is used in the highway garage itself.
For diagnostics.
Okay, so he wants the laptop and the top.
The laptop would not work for his desktop needs, yeah. So we'd have to have a lot more expensive laptop. That laptop's still fine for diagnostics.
Okay. So the board want to leave that number in? Oh, we got it in there anyway.
Yeah, well, we have it out right now. His request is $1,200. Based on our discussions, we had taken it out and thought that he could use the laptop as that. So it is not in there at the moment. So the question is, do you guys want to add a computer in there? And if so, what cost do you want to put towards it?
What's the contingency in that account?
Right now? Mm-hmm. Well, because this is the general fund, it's the $40,000.
We had an alarm, fire alarm, that he was going to verify. I just have verify written on it. That's $4,600. Do you know what happened with that within his budget?
Yes. I had included it into his budget at first.
Okay.
And then when we were at the meeting, he said that he was already taken care of, didn't worry about it. He did follow up with that and say that, no, they did not take care of that. That was additional.
Okay.
So it's still in there.
I know where I saw it. I didn't bring that with me. I thought he has one fund that had a sizable amount of money still in it, but it was only with the sand and the salt. And he anticipates using that all up, or does he?
So we just approved at the last board meeting an open PO.
$18,000.
Yeah. Salt. So that should get us in the next year, unless we have bad weather before next year.
I know what happened with it. I was going over from the September budget sheets that you gave us. And I was back and forth with Lisa and told her I was doing that, and she said you were doing it, so I didn't bring my papers. But there was one fund that they had that, as of September 9th, had, I want to say, over $70,000 in balance. But that's one that the salt and the sand came out of. So when I look at that, and we're debating on this for next year, is there any money in a fund somewhere in highway that we could purchase that computer this year?
So,
not have to worry about it next
so
year.
Under the highway law, the building itself and the stuff inside it have to come out of the A fund. Why? It makes no sense to me, because that means the village residents are paying for two highway departments. Absolutely asinine. But that's what the law is. So the fund you're talking about is the DB fund.
Okay.
So it's a separate, that's town outside, so because we don't plow up in the village. So it would be a totally separate fund. You're looking to draw the money. So he would be able. So as Jeffrey indicated, we do have contingency in the A fund,
mm-hmm.
which is $40,000,
yes,
around $40,000. Yes. So to answer your question, yes, you could pull from the paper as tower.
Does that keep us within? Does that help us better with some of the other things we're doing to do that this
year?
Well,
the contingency is unallocated, so you know it's basically because we run into a problem somewhere and anywhere else in the A fund.
Okay.
So
in the next 2 months, or are we referring to the next 2 months?
Next year's budget.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a good point. If there's revenue in the budget and it's that important. You know, I don't see why we couldn't find a place for it to come out of this year's budget.
Right.
So I will make that suggestion to him if you want. And we won't put it in the budget. And if we have to, we can go out of contingency. Want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got a nod of the head out there around the table.
That was me falling off.
Have another man.
What the heck is my
It's friend? Underneath your tablet.
The red one. All right, and then the other item that he got back to us on was we had recommended repair that F-550, which is a relatively new truck. And I had gotten a repair for that from Carmody, and obviously we'll have to get it from a couple dealers, but it was $16,500. And my suggestion, or the board's suggestion, was for him to take it out if he had the money in this year's account. And so we actually have taken in $24,000, $28,000 from sales of equipment this year. So my suggestion would be for him to do a budget amendment.
So you do a budget, you do a resolution to increase the appropriations.
So my suggestion is to do it this year and not have it be part of next year's budget. If everybody's okay with that. Okay. And so I had asked questions on the tractor and mower. He had, I can't remember what his total amount was for that ask. It was, oh, we didn't put it in. So I had asked him to look into getting a cost for just the mowers and how many hours are on that tractor, and just over 3,700 hours on that tractor, which is, you know, it's still got life left into it, left in it. The residual value was approximately $19,500 to $25,000. If we did a trade, obviously that number would be a little bit higher. And I do know that I think these are Alamo mowers that are on these tractors and what he's priced. Alamo is going to offer a more heavy-duty mower starting in February called a Tiger, and which should be able to hold up better. So I think I'd like to hold off until, you know, maybe the next budget cycle before we, you know, get another year out of the tractor and mower and then do a trade on it. Because that's a big hit for that budget. And we don't have it in now as it is anyway. Mm-hmm. That works for everybody.
That's fine.
It's not in though?
It's not in.
But he did follow up with us on getting us additional information for us. Anything else on highway?
No. If you guys are still okay with everything we did have out of there, which is the pickup truck, the cutter, the service jack, and replacing the box van.
We didn't have the used box van in there? I thought we did. Oh, used box, yeah. I'm okay with the used one. There's one thing that I would like to take out of here. It is the paver extension, 2650. I'd like to take that out if it's in there. Is it out? Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
And did we do all the equipment repairs? Are they in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
one thing. Okay, good. So we're all set with the highway? Everybody okay with highway?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's next?
To REC. So REC's general fund is 7140. Currently we have the tiller in at 371, the dump trailer, the fuel transfer tank for 475. We still have the 20,000 in for the bleachers, and this is kind of a set right here, but the pickup truck at 33,700 with a plow, 6,000 attached to that. And then we also have the trash receptacles here at 3655.
Are we looking to pay for the bleachers from the reserve fund?
We can talk about that.
We can, when we decide to act on it, we can have that conversation.
Okay. We have. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the laptop computers. There's nothing allocated for that. Well, we know that those computers down there are not good.
One of the two computers needs to definitely be replaced down there.
Okay. How do we do that?
We need to budget for that.
Okay.
I did get have a conversation with JR. I think he had a conversation with him also. JR is from PS Technical Services. And so he has some suggestions on how to move forward, but he didn't think we had an XP machine down there, but I know we do. In the past, he's sold the town used PCs, which seemed to hold up. Mm-hmm. Not to be the recommendation that everybody would make, but it's worked for the town up to this point. He's buying refurbished PCs, off lease kind of stuff, and then selling them at a better price for the town.
Yeah. Idea ballpark there's a plug in for that based on your expertise?
Yeah, I put $600 in based on what it seems been charging you folks, thereabouts, you know, the labor put in.
Actually, that just reminds me, we're going to need another station if we have somebody work on my office.
Another we have that station. Office right next.
Oh, it's got a computer
in
it. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And we're
I'm not so sure that it's any better than the ones out the wreck.
No, I don't think it's a real great. You know, when they used to help.
Well, I think there's supervisor's office probably has. We can scrape up enough money to add to. All right, so we'll go with 600. That work?
Correct. I think there's when we were at the last meeting, I brought up the fact that we hadn't yet talked about any kind of technology in general, and you said you can get some numbers. So that's what he and an engineer guy were out here looking at, also dealing with some services.
Yep.
He sent me an email, which I'm just now reading, and he apologizes for last minute getting it to us. It was kind of a late request. He's got a list of things, so I don't know if we want to talk about those at some point in time. It's not really a wreck. So.
It's more a DA thing.
So the answer to your question is yes, 600 okay. There is a good number.
All right. Anything else on that?
I have a question about the pickup truck. So the pickup truck, if I know when buildings, or when the building department was in, they also requested a pickup truck and showed a bunch of paperwork from the with government pricing for full-size trucks, $27,000. I just don't know what particular truck he's looking at, since the plow is an additional line item. It's not.
So the numbers that we utilize are off state or county contract, state contract in this instance. So that's the price across the state from the particular dealer. We can choose the model, you know, the yeah. brand, but I think they're all pretty close to that.
So I know specifically though Matt had given us paperwork showing, you know, six different models of truck, and they're all $27,000.
Right.
So why is that a different type of? Is there something different about that particular truck that has to make it?
Well, this is a lot larger truck. This is an F-250, I believe. So the map wasn't looking for a...
Okay, so there, it's different. Okay.
The idea here is that the building department doesn't need a plow in the front, doesn't mean the truck is capable of plowing the roads. Whereas this wreck does.
That's fine. That's a perfectly fine explanation. I just didn't know if it was something that were similar to the point of the exact same vehicle, but we were going with different vendors.
Right.
So, okay. Thank you.
And then the truck that's coming out of service isn't roadworthy, so it's going to stay on property right. But not be licensed. Or not be registered.
Yes. I'd like to revisit one more thing because I don't know if I got a definitive answer on some of these. And that was in A8810, cemeteries. There was some things that there was a walk behind mower requested. Originally it wasn't requested, and I put the 400 into the preliminary because I believe that we agreed, that you guys agreed to put it in, but I wanted to verify that.
I am waiting on a return call from DR. We actually went up and bought one. That got really, really sick off the tick, and we bought one. We said, this is it, we're clearing back. And we got the 725 model. It was a demo model, and it was $400. And the woman said they have a lot of sales in the wintertime. But we bought the heavy cable. I don't see how that could possibly be used in a cemetery. That's a powerful whack that you can put a blade on there and cut 3-inch brush. We don't have the blade, but if it's willing to run a blade for 3-inch brush, that's a lot of power behind that string when we're running it around stone. So I did call her, and I haven't heard back from her about that, but I'll know soon. But I'm wondering, it's an awesome piece of equipment. and it's great, it'll help Roy because he won't have to hold a weed whacker, but I'm really wondering if we're going around stones with it, if we're getting something we shouldn't be getting to go around cemetery stones.
So what I know about these this is like a plastic string.
Yes, it's heavy.
Right, a heavy string. It doesn't, you know, with it being like a plastic string, you're probably not going to be damaging stones. Where if you had something metal in there or a cable of sorts, you'd be likely to damage stone.
It's
the old brittle marble. That's
the, I'm
so
just thinking the polish
so
based on stones
thing.
And that.
It might be, you know, is he using raw stones or fences? I mean, he does have
right.
A weed whacker. To get at certain areas, but yeah.
But do these things have a guard on them? They could,
yeah.
They have a guard on them, right? Where they could get close enough, but not so close.
There's a tree guard, but that would be dragged along. I was looking at that for our trees, and that it just is an additional piece of metal that would go on the piece of equipment. It's like less than $30, and it protects your trees from that string hitting the bark.
Okay.
We bought the heavier string because we've got a lot of heavy stuff to cut back, and it cuts it like it's not there. So there's a lot of power there. That I've got to find out what the lighter string does, because there's three grades of string. We have the heavier string.
Mm-hmm.
The string is probably, it's bigger round, a little bit bigger than those, the metal on this. It's
true.
It's a heavy string.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I guess, but we would probably have to trust the decision making of the some cutting though, right? But they weren't going to hit the.
It's
going to
be a little common sense and operator.
But if we're getting it to clear around the stones, and it's something that's. I'm waiting to see what
some
her comment is. The lady that we bought it from was very knowledgeable.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear.
And I'm eager to hear from her whether it would be feasible to use around cemetery stones, because there is a guard, but the guard is not. The guard is to protect the spray. It's an open port on approximately half the front of it.
Why can't we, you know, have Roy stick to mowing and have some of our part-time summer help buy two weed whackers and let them go to town?
I was thinking that. I'll know. I didn't call her till
late
in the day.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I agree with that. Roy likes to do things alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And I don't know, like, who's tells him, no, you're going to take these. Roy drives his own truck, from what I understand.
Yes, he does.
And his own trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And carts around the town a lot more. Okay.
Yeah, he does.
Just observations at this point, but I'm kind of like, okay, well, you know, I understand why he's doing it with his own vehicle. Because, like, when I stop down and ask somebody about this. Well, this vehicle's in the shop right now. We only have this one vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when we get another vehicle for the wreck, that might be alleviated somewhat, but it doesn't necessarily solve the problem. And then the next question is, well, so like Roy wasn't there for the first part of the summer. So
right.
What's happening where other people were going out and mowing and weed whacking and maybe the grass got a little long to begin with, but I thought it was well taken care of. It's nice when it's 3 inches tall versus cut down to 2 inches or less.
Well,
that
might
be
a short hair story. Right. Was the proposed purchase because we were looking to accommodate requests of the lawyer, or did we need this for like cutting bush and brush away from the headstones?
Roy's request.
Roy's having a hard time holding, and Roy does a wonderful job. And when I went up and got that and brought it home, I thought this may not be ideal around cemetery stones.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for him to hold the weed whacker to use it, the weight of the weed whacker. So this seems like a great alternative. And I never even knew about these until they brought this in. I was all excited to go look at them, but
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it's overkill and if we don't want to damage people's stones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll leave the 400 in. Before we actually buy it, we'll have a more detailed conversation about it.
Okay.
That works for everybody?
Yeah, I'll let you know as soon as I hear
from
them.
Fencing.
What kind of fencing? Electric fencing?
No, that's fine. I don't care. Does that foot the bill? I don't, you know.
Where do you need fence? Where do you want fence?
Well,
about around the perimeter?
Around the perimeter.
Yeah, we have had that conversation, and it is potentially cost prohibitive to do an entire fence around the perimeter of the park.
Not the park.
Oh.
I'm not talking the park. I'm talking cemetery. About the cemetery. We're still at cemetery.
Oh, okay. I
wouldn't want a fence around the park. I don't think.
Is there a problem with a lot of people trying to get in? Or?
No, I didn't think so. I was thinking wild animals. I think, I'm also thinking that it might be within the law to have a fence around the cemetery. But, there's certain
areas where... You're thinking swimming pools.
I'm thinking if they dig a hole and they leave it overnight, we could be in trouble. But hopefully that's not going on right now.
Keeps animals out, right?
Electric fence works for me, but it might not work for somebody else.
Yeah, well, what do we have in there? Total?
Correct?
Yeah. Well, back to cemeteries.
So we have flags for 800,
yep.
Tree removal at 1500, and just miscellaneous at 1500.
And when I think about the tree removal, there's another thought. I saw Highway had some pricing on some trees and tree removal. And how does it work? Like, if they do the work, they back charge to this fund? Is that what happens?
No, they build a town, and then Rudy assigns it to the right fund based on whether or not the town board approved the expenditure.
Okay. So if they were to remove trees in a cemetery, highway was, where it wasn't dangerous to go, they would back charge to... Would it be
so it, we would want a budget on their cemeteries.
Okay. Do they use the numbers that they got, or is there some other number that they're using?
So they have, based on, I think all the board members got a copy of the pricing for different size diameter trees.
Yeah.
So whomever, let's take Highway for example, Paul tells them, I have 10 trees that need to go. And they go down and they mark them. And, they look at them per diameter so they know how much it's going to cost the town. Paul comes to the board, says, I have $10,000 budgeted for it. I've got $6,000 in work to do Clark Road. I need town board authority to have a vendor come to it. So we vote on it. The actual cost comes into the town. Hopefully it doesn't exceed what we approved. That drives me crazy.
Okay.
And we'll pay it.
Thinking along those lines, I'm thinking about the price of the tree removal.
Right.
But what I'm asking, I guess, is if Paul's crew goes in and does tree removal with their lift truck,
so
if it's not dangerous for them to do.
Do we have to budget for it?
Well, yeah.
So,
and how, does that money come from this?
So, as elected highway superintendent, he has the authority to build the town for it.
Yes.
But I like to think there's a lot of cooperation between the different departments and the different funds.
Okay. Well, I'd like to think that too, but I don't, it's like there's some tree work that probably needs to be done.
Right.
And how do we get that done? And do we budget for it, or is that
your budget
expected?
If you want to ensure that you have appropriate funding to get it done,
mm-hmm.
put it in the budget.
Okay. I had another thought, but I lost it.
Yeah, I brought up when we were on cemeteries my conversation with Southside.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't put anything in the budget, did we, to help them with trees? I think we agreed that Paul was going to take a look at them. Is that what we decided?
Well, the $1,500 was towards the next one, which would be the tree.
The Southside Cemetery? Or
it doesn't specifically say Southside.
Right.
That is a new line. We added it last year as part of the talks with moving trees in there.
Okay.
And it got brought forward to this year's budget in part to that. You see, there's no request for $1,500 for this year, but you put it in there in the tentative and you kept it for the next.
So you want more than that in there?
Probably.
How much more?
I'm not sure, if we can get Paul to do the work? You know, does he charge by, you know, Stan Hunt's prices, or does he charge by?
Well,
he charges
fuel, labor,
the fuel, the hourly rates that he has with his employees there, and then he also has a list of the cost for rental of equipment. So whatever equipment they use, no matter how many hours they do it, they can charge you that as well.
Does he offer that list like Stan Hunt does?
We can get it.
Okay. I'm just thinking that if we can get him to do the work, I mean, I'm hoping it'll be less costly than some of this.
Yeah, I think he committed to doing it when he was in here, didn't he?
Yeah,
he spoke
with him. Yeah, busy time of the year.
Well, paving will be done soon.
Okay.
And it's not snowing every day.
Okay.
So I think there's time.
Okay. The other thought I had, and it had to do with the John Deere tractor that we've been conversing about. Is there someone at the highway garage that is a qualified mechanic to be able to look at those things before they get sent out?
There's two. I was looking for somebody to do something on a piece of equipment that we've got, and I asked, hey, do you have guys that do small equipment repair? And I was told there was two, and they were very good. I just never got their names and reached out to them. It was not, we figured out something else. But I wondered, even about reaching out to them, if they have an individual business, and see if they would be willing to, not contract, but be our handyman for small equipment.
Or diagnose things. Let us know what needs to happen.
Rex helped us out. Or I'm sorry, Highways helped us out in the past with Rex. Yeah.
So, I mean, with David in there not knowing different protocols or how things work.
Yeah, because of the staff turnover we had over the past several years, the relationships that had been in place prior to that haven't really gotten back to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that
they're not still there. It's just a matter of they just don't know that they're there.
Right. I think they can take a look at stuff. Now, whether they can diagnose an electrical, I don't know, something of that magnitude, I don't know. And the reason I say that is because with today, even the small tractors that are coming out today, I mean, you essentially have to have a proprietary computer program that can read what the heck's going on with it, which is how the dealers maintain their control over their products.
Oftentimes.
Many times.
I understand. But with that, there's things that can be, this is bad, you know, and we can fix this for basically the cost of the part versus, we're going to charge you for looking at it and we're going to charge you for fixing it.
And we also have employees down there that were hired because of their background in certain areas.
Okay. It would be nice to utilize that.
Absolutely.
So I just one quick comment as we're still in the cemeteries here. Are we charging or making any money on burials at any of our town cemeteries? It's still happening. Burials. Do we get any? Is there any reason to go down that avenue to try and figure out? Because if you go through say Singleton's and they bury someone down here at one of these right down here in Route 9, the family would they pay Singleton's for the services, right? And we're giving up a cemetery plot.
So you have to back up on how we got the cemeteries.
Right, again, fool me here.
So the cemeteries, under state law, when they become abandoned, under state law, it's the responsibility of the townships to maintain. And they loosely define maintain. I think this language is actually mulled at least twice here. So we also know that in some of the cemeteries, there's active burials going on. Previous boards have spoken to this issue. Reed brought it up a number of times over the years. And the board's thinking was because, you know, we've gotten letters from people who own family plots in there that, hey, this has been in our family for 50, 100 years. There's enough room for four more people to be in there. When my great-grandmother bought it, it was for all our family to go in there. And then a grandfather that passes, or grandmother, older relative, they go in and they get buried in there. Do we get any money from it? No. My position has always been, I don't want to be in the cemetery business. But it has been something that's been discussed for a number of years. And to go further with it.
My only thought was, sorry.
I'm sorry.
My only thought was, if we're looking to do things like fences and things like that, fences. It's the best business going if you own a fence company, because it's like, I don't know where the price comes from for fences. It's ungodly expensive.
I will tell you that if you establish a fee for it, you're going to have people in the town board meeting room for every barrier.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know what the relationship is between the funeral homes, whether they are charging for them or just dropping things off down there, so to speak. I don't know.
All right. I don't care. I mean, I guess I could probably just call, right, and say, hey, how does it work if you're burying someone down at Griswold? Are they paying you, or, you know, are you taking the kickback on that?
Do they have to get permission from us? Yes. First, though?
From the clerk.
Any of these burials are being.
We just went through that today.
Approved.
It's supposed to be board approval. The board has to approve it.
Right, that's right. I forgot about that. Because we had.
And it's a Griswold. There are families there.
I noticed the problem with the cemetery is there's no deeds, there's no ownership. They claim that they have nothing.
That's your time level.
No.
I'm telling you, the
problem with it, there's no legal ownership. Meaning, if you have to go, at any not proposition, talk to Southside, they have bought the right to use that property.
Right.
These people, their relatives have used these lots, but they have no paper, they have no legal, other than that's where my parents are, and I want to be next to my parents. The town is responsible, needs to, if you're allowing burials, you now become, it is a municipal cemetery. Todd and I have, you're in the business. You either have to allow, if you don't allow burials, which is fine, that's it. And you just cut the grass and that. But once you start allowing burials, the town gains more responsibility. And we can argue, I'm not trying to argue, but that's the thing. It's being used.
Okay. I guess maybe I'll just look into it a little bit further with some of the local funeral homes to see how they handle it. And then I'll have some of my own knowledge bring back to the table at some point in time.
Good.
It's not mapped out at all, is it?
Well, we had some Eagle Scouts come out and put where the stones are, but the actual. It is. It could be a revenue stream.
You could let somebody get buried.
Yeah, but I don't
want to
be in the business of a death tax. I'll tell you that right now.
Mortgage?
Oh, mortgage tax, yeah, but not death tax.
No, but if they don't have a deed
then
all right, we're getting off tangent here. We really got to wrap the budget up top.
Sorry,
my thought.
So,
on
cemeteries? Where are we with cemetery? Everybody happy with what we have for cemeteries for now?
Yes.
Reed, you want to see another zero on there, I know, but we're doing the best we can.
What really needs to be addressed is, I love Roy, but the people, he's not able to do a lot of the actual work, and you need to put some more money in labor to physically do some things that have been neglected in those things. He basically cuts the grass, which is great, but John and I walked, and just around the perimeters of Bryce and Griswold, need young men, adults that can physically move.
Well, we restructured the board's intention was to have our rec staff not just do rec, not just do cemeteries, and I think that we meet that need. I don't like to hear that somebody wants to work alone and not have any other help in there. That's something that. For many different reasons, that's an issue. But we can address that moving forward. But we do have labor to do that.
I understand that. That's where the funds need to be going to right now.
What do you have?
All right, so A1320, we haven't really talked about it. Independent audit and accounting. In past years, the principal account clerk position would send off documents to a separate accounting firm to produce the AUD, the annual update documents, basically the financial statements for the town.
Mm-hmm. Now it's to see our UC crews.
This year we adopted $2,700 into it. We use $0 because I did it in-house.
Right.
However, if the board would like to have an accounting firm do it as sort of a backup, as sort of a, you know, check over that area of the town, I put the $2,700 in. If we're looking to save money in the A fund, we can take it out. Or if you guys want to keep it in, that is entirely up to you.
I'd leave it in right now. You can use it to offset part of your raise. I'd leave it in. But it's up to the board.
I was thinking that much.
Well, it sounds like you're doing the work already.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate Jeff's ability to do it and appreciate him doing it. Do we have any requirements that have a third party? Do we have any recommendations?
You're talking
best
about
practices?
No requirements.
Yeah.
But if you want a, you know, someone over it to make sure that things are being done, you know, for your own knowledge, because ultimately you guys are in charge of the finances of the town. I try to help you guys. Todd is also my financial officer of the town. So if you want that overarching look at it, then.
When I see you drive a Mercedes into here, then I might be more concerned about it.
All right, we'll leave it in there. Everybody's all right with that. All right, what else you got?
We didn't talk about the contingent account, but we do have $40,000 in there.
That's for the A fund.
You're not going to see any actual expenditures out of that fund, but we do use it. Last year we used all of it. We did use all of it last year. If you guys wanted to keep it at 40, increase it, decrease it. Basically, the contingent account is if you have some unexpected, unforeseen appropriations throughout the year that you did not budget for, that's money you can use to go towards that. It's unallocated right now. You don't actually expend out of the account. Instead, you transfer it to whichever account needs it.
I'd go with it as is, unless the board wants to change it or eliminate it.
Wouldn't want to lower it.
You want a higher number?
I'd leave it.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody else? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to put an asterisk.
Alan said leave it when we exceed it.
No, I just, we're going to have this conversation about technology, and I don't know if that has to, if we plan on that coming out of contingency, or if we're going to be putting other line items in. I just don't want to go off topic or off area. But
and I don't know 15 if cover any kind of technology. I didn't read it.
I mean, I can review it real quick right now without getting too specific.
Just give me a number. I don't even have to hear.
Do the math. Add 1,600 to 2,000 to 1,200 to whatever 600 times 15 is.
So 1,300.
I have another 15.
9,000.
1,500 to that.
So 15,000, 16,000.
Round numbers.
So everybody got 48 plus 9,000. It's getting pretty close to 15,000, right?
I don't know exactly what it's for, but we can either say that it's coming out of contingent, or we could increase the amount of appropriations to probably the 1620 town hall.
It's network infrastructure, it's hardware software upgrades. You remember the Windows 7 going into life, and we need a budget to get machines up to Windows 10, firewalls into life, Switch is having some service related issues. They were in here. But you know, put this up, or we're going to put that somewhere else, but somewhere we're going to put.
What do you want for?
Account for 15 you didn't have on your radar.
I mean, we can put 15, we can put 15 into the town hall account as an expenditure for doing that. The question would be if we want to decrease the contingent account to make up for that, or just leave the contingent account as it is.
Either put it somewhere else or make that 55 until we figure out exactly what these quotes are going to look like.
It's up to you.
And that's what the contingent fund is for, in my opinion. I'm not trying to hide it.
Right.
We're at very preliminary stages on something that they're getting us some quotes on, so give me some budgetary numbers to share, whatever you think is appropriate. I think you should put on a 15,000 somewhere.
So put it there.
put a hearing contingent. Okay. Because you guys, we don't know if we're moving forward with it yet. We assume we might. So we'll put it into contingent in case it comes up and it's in the document.
Okay.
But the last thing we didn't really touch on is A6460, economic development. This past year we put $80,000 in, and we did a big bump up for 2018 and put $80,000 in. And that account has been used this year for the economic development along Route 9. The question is, we move forward $60,000. When Todd and I discussed it, we weren't sure where the board wanted to move next year with economic development in the town. So that's a point of discussion for you guys.
So what major costs do you see associated with that we
our cost
didn't see this year, right?
Cause
this
yeah,
year
our cost should be less for next year. That's why we cut it originally. You know, you could whack $15,000 out with the covered ad that you just did for a contingent. And then we're budget neutral. If that works.
I certainly would want to continue with our...
Yeah, if we need to. I was going to say I'd like it there, but I think that that's important too. So.
I would certainly want to continue to invest in economic development for a variety of reasons, but to leave this budget neutral, I would agree to take that down to $45,000.
Well, sure.
Those are all the spots that I had to look at. We kind of touched on it, but all the trucks last year, I remember that was an issue we wanted to talk about. We put all the trucks on the table and talked about who gets them and why they should get them. I don't know if you guys wanted to touch on that again this year. Again, we have one in rec, one in highway, and one in town. Pickup trucks.
Well, rec we kicked down, kicked the can down the road. Yeah. You know, so rec we got to do. I'm not a huge fan of the building inspector not showing up in town vehicles, or the code enforcement officer, or we start to have a part-time code enforcement officer. I think that has a lot of credibility to show up in official vehicles. Mm-hmm. Is that headcount in the budget, by the way? Part-time code enforcement officer?
Yeah. You got 20 in there, right?
I just don't remember the reason Paul needed Paul's truck, but those first two I did, but at least three.
Well, I think he was looking to get a new one because he was going to pass it on to rec, right? Wasn't that the thinking originally, or no?
Originally, but I don't think that it stayed that way.
Yeah. Maybe if you want to wait another year, you can do that.
When we
talk, I think we held off on some last year. I'm sorry, June.
No, go. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If we can afford to leave them in, I wasn't looking to take them out.
Well, that's sales tax, right?
We do not have the code enforcement officer in the budget.
Part-time code enforcement for 20? Yeah. I'd like to have it in there.
Let me add too that the B fund. It's okay if we add a little bit to the B fund because we're not. That's not subject to taxes right now anyway. It has no effect whatsoever on the tax cap. What we'd be in essence doing is spending down fund balance, which we have to do based on the audit we receive, because town outside had the highest amount of fund balance in it.
I'd like to see it in there, especially since we've already reached out to the county and did we create the position.
Yes, we did.
Sock
up. Yeah, we got to put back in.
Can't do anything without fund it.
Do we have to get a truck? The building department? It's not hauling anything.
No,
right?
It could be an SUV.
A small SUV that I think it's four-wheel drive more than anything. I remember going out once with Joe and he said that you need four-wheel drive and he was taking me down around the industrial park.
Yeah.
So I think it was more that as opposed to just, and I don't know if there's enough of a difference when we start to talk SUV.
I don't know if you're going to find a significant cost difference. Entry level product.
Drive is going to be still close to the same cost.
I think that's a valid point. Sometimes you might be better off served in an SUV for some of the reasons. I mean, sometimes you take somebody out with you, the zoning person's going out with them.
Carrying charts.
Yeah. I know that they all screw up. So.
And I'm thinking about, like, the box rusting out of this. And why is the box rusting out? Because it's not a garage. It's sitting out there in the weather, and water, moisture, collects right at the bottom of it. Less likely to happen than an SUV, something that's enclosed.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big one. He's not hauling things. I mean, if you put boxes in the back with mats or reports or something in it, but it's not going to have... What are they new?
Which ones?
Retail.
The new Forester or the new Outback or the Impreza Sport?
28. And that's retail. We get
we'll get the money in the budget for it. We'll just pick a different van.
Yeah.
That costs us.
What amount were you talking about? Well, I know we're not really discussing salaries, but what the placeholder for the code enforcement officer?
20.
But there's that Cleaner Communities grant that we didn't really take advantage of, right?
I mean, yeah, so I just got a notice today there's another $3 million available for electric vehicles.
We got to get on that ASAP.
Yeah, I have not checked.
Because by the time she presented last year, she said, well, there's about $5,000 left.
Yeah, that's not what I was told when I was talking. Right. Right. That's why she was invited to come in.
Right.
Is that, with an electric vehicle, does that, do we also put in like a charging port?
Right.
It's all part of it. Yeah, the whole grant, you put the money up front and you get it all back, essentially.
You know, and we regularly, with some of our employees, spend a monthly amount for mileage. And there's no reason if we have access to a very affordable, environmentally friendly vehicle with a town logo on the side, that can't be the vehicle that's going out in good weather.
I'm thinking somebody that is doing the wreck and writing grants and what was the other thing? That's like a micro transfer station.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. Kind of like
this zip around town.
This is part of your duties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And wait at lunch.
Put some electrons in and then go do it. What else? Did we leave any note?
If he has any questions about what we do have in there.
Well, so what did we just impact? The only impact was that one right there, or that no one, not in?
That right there, I mean, what it's going to do is it's going to increase. So right now we're using, actually it's probably updated on our angle. Our total appropriations in B are going to go up by 20,000. So when we look at this one, instead of using 599,925, we're going to add in an extra 20,000. Mm-hmm. And then just mess up on it. Well, I can't get
it. Mm-hmm. Arrow.
But it's going to go up to 6.
Gotcha. 20
six
grand.
19. Yeah, 925.
Right.
Yeah, it's still going to be
okay.
And that'd be the use of fund balance this year. And you guys have the fund balance comparison sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Shows how much we actually have in there. This was reduced anyway because by using some of the highway fund balance, we were able to minimize, or excuse me, lessen the amount of fund balance that's transferred from B to DB.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just bumping it up a little bit. Anyway.
So we're meeting the direction of the controller's office. We're staying underneath the tax cap. And the tax rate is only a penny more per thousand than last year.
Yes. Not the taxes are not going to change.
Not a bad book.
Okay.
Of course, we haven't done salaries.
We have not done salaries.
So, before we get in, you want to do salaries tonight? Wrap up? Or
I'm game for taking care of tonight.
Yeah,
I'm not coming back tomorrow.
Anybody else? Want to do it tonight?
I'll go an extra 2 minutes.
Okay. We'll get you some minutes.
Here's four.
Yeah.
Here, just hold that.
All right, so we're standing at ease for 5 minutes. Everybody all set? All right, we're back on here. So the last two items in the budget that we need to address are salaries for employees and hourly wages, which I had just done a blanket 2% across the board in the budget as a placeholder, if you're interested in taking a look at some of those. And also we will have to agree on elected official salaries because we'll have to do that before the budget is adopted by resolution. And board members should have a copy of the paid salaries for officials in Saratoga County by title. It's a 9-page document. It has supervisors, budget officer, controller, town board members, justices pay, justice clerk, bookkeeping account clerk, supervisor secretary clerk, assessor, assessor clerk, sole assessor, town clerk, tax collector, deputy town clerk, registrar, town attorney, deputy town attorney, election inspectors, school crossing guards, animal control officer, constable, police officers, election machine custodian, town health officer, historian. I'm not going to go through all of it, even though it sounds like I did. That wasn't even half of it. But it has all the towns in Saratoga County. And so what I did is there's been much conversation over the years. You've heard it as recently as this year's round of budget workshops from employees that feel that they're not properly compensated. And last year, and when I took office, I said I would look at the salary structure we have here, and if it was something that we could address, we would do what we could with town board approval. And so that was the genesis behind getting the document that has what other municipalities are paying. And quite honestly, we're, in most respects, we're within the norm. In some areas, on salaries, like for department heads, were a little on the high side, which I thought that was very telling. So after looking at those salaries, I do have some recommendations for the board on some key positions. And if I can find that, I'll run down them for discussion. Before I actually get into the individual positions, I just want to describe for the record department heads and most department heads and elected official salaries. I had Jeffrey do a 10-year look back, and you should have that sheet here. Can I get the department heads as well, or just me? Okay, I can do that. And, you know, one of the things that you saw a lot of commentary and newspaper articles on municipalities that are having large increases in elected official salaries, or, and I don't ever want us to be in that position. So for the board members' information, we put together elected officials' record of salary increases for the past 10 years for each elected positions in the town. And it's no secret that I have spoken out in every budget process on how we did elected officials. Some board members at the time felt you know, there was different types of elected officials. I didn't view it that way. My bottom line was that either all elected officials get an increase or no elected officials get an increase. And we didn't adhere to that. And so as a result, you will see, and I'm going to read them off here, you're going to see some discrepancies in where we went with salaries for elected officials. So I'm going to start with board members. And there were only 2 years since going back to 2008 where town board members' pay was increased. Back in 2008, it was $10,800. We increased it in 2014. And then again last year. In between then, there were no increases. And over that period of time of 10 years, it resulted in a $726 increase for the council member's position, which equates to a 6.7% increase. If you look at the supervisor's pay, there was no increase over that 10-year period, except for last year, there was a 2% increase. And so that changed the amount of supervisors' pay by $902. So the total cumulative increase was 2% as a result of last year's increase. Town clerk, over that period, there's been almost regular increases, to the point that the town clerk's pay over that 10 years has increased 20.7%. That's not too bad. I mean, they're talking about keeping up with the times. I think that's happening in that department. Town justices, there's been regular raises almost over half of that period, and they saw an increase of 15.8%, which equated to a change in that salary of $3,828. Highway superintendent, same period, there was an increase in $10,163, which equates to 21.8% increase over that period. I think we're keeping up with the times there. And I also went out a little bit further. We looked at the assessor's position over that period. That salary has increased 26.7% over that 10-year period. Building inspector's office, that position increased 18.5%. Which equated to $8,291. So, you know, you can see that department heads and some elected officials have been keeping up with the times. But, you know, that'll be the last thing we do tonight to settle on elected officials' pay. So moving on, as we started, or I started with employee salaries. And taking into consideration where the town of Moreau compares with the rest of the county, I do have some recommendations for salary changes in addition to the 2%. And my recommendation would be for, do you want me to do it by name or by position?
Position.
All right. What is the position for in the clerk's office? Are they all deputies or do you have a first deputy? I'm going to have to do it by name because some of them have different longevity. So I'll just go right down from the top for salaried individuals. In the clerk's office, we have Jill Bennett, who was full-time beginning January 1st of 2018. She was hired on at $28,112. If we did a 2% increase, it equates to about $500. Looking around the county to be in the median, my suggestion would be for somebody who is in that position that we adjust the salary to $29,500.
Where are we at in the book difference?
Should be this sheet right here.
There's
three pages
in
the front
of our book
that are
salary. Yeah. And I'm sorry, your number? 29,500. And she's down. She's the second deputy contractor on the list. That's right. I'll just go down by the name, but we'll have to equate it to the title, the actual title of the position.
Okay.
So, what is her title and position?
Deputy Town Clerk.
All right.
She's the second one listed.
She's they actually split their time between 1410, so Deputy Town Clerk in that position, and then also 1330, which is Receiver of Taxes. So, they kind of share a title. It's Deputy Town Clerk and Deputy Receiver of Taxes.
Particular individual we're talking about, the second one.
And the next recommendation I have is for principal account clerk, which the numbers are wide ranging, but most of them well exceed the current salary that we offer. And I'd like to see that change from 45,000 to 50,000.
Even?
Yep.
We talked about that when we hired Jeffrey.
taking the test. And
he tested out.
And he was number one on the list as a result of his exam. And that makes him quite marketable. And I don't want him to be on the market. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see that change in place. The next item is, or individual, is also Deputy Town Clerk, and Tammy Daly. Current salary is $32,000, and I would like to see that adjusted to $34,560 to allow us to make some adjustments with some individuals that are earning less in the salary schedule, so that everybody... We're fair across the board.
We've talked about this for years. I'm happy that you're a direct and taking care of this.
Department heads, I said, we're going to keep at 2%. We already addressed the water department in the budget that we reviewed, which is providing a dollar increase because of qualifications for their license, with the customary 2% that we had in the budget for other employees. Water department would be a 2% increase, another department head. Jamie Hickey, who is works as a court clerk, and she is approaching her one, actually she has made it through her 1 year anniversary. She was hired at $30,000. We heard the justices talk about concern about doing the training for staff and then having them leave the town of Moreau employee to work elsewhere. My recommendation for her would be to go to $31,200. The assessor would, department head would be 2%. Rec is 2% for our highway or our department head. Highway superintendent. My recommendation is remain at the 2%. The Highway Clerk, is that her official title? Highway Clerk? For Paul? Maureen? My recommendation, when she went to full-time, her hourly rate was $13.55. My suggestion would be that she goes to an even $14 an hour.
She even does our stormwater.
Yeah, she took on additional responsibilities with the MS4 program. She and the billing department. While we made her full-time to help with that, we didn't compensate for that additional responsibility.
She's 85-40, that one, the last one on the second page.
Yes.
She's the only highway clerk we have.
Oh, yes. We do 14. You want to do 14 and a quarter? I mean, that's
whatever.
Like less than 20 cents is what that is.
Oh, yeah,
I would say 14 and a quarter.
Yeah, it's...
Thanks.
You okay with that?
50-10-20.
Okay, we're good there. Clerk, we're all set at 2%.
14.25, is that what
we...
14.25.
Oh. 14 or 14.1?
She's taken on Mass one of the clerks. She's a stormwater person.
Right.
So
on both of them?
Otherwise, we're looking at 18 cents. That's not.
Well, no. She.
Even 25 isn't a lot.
No, she's currently being paid $13.55.
$13.55.
Okay. We're going to 14.25 or 15 here?
The first number I heard was 14.
Right, and then Council Member LeClaire suggested 14.25.
Because we're at 13.82 with 2%. So to bring her to 14, that's an 18 cents an hour increase. Because she took on the stormwater and she's ended what
she's
working
on.
The what?
She's working more than that. Like 37 cents an hour or something like that.
14.25 for this person.
Okay.
Okay.
Kyle?
14.25.
Christian in the water department, we already addressed him in the budget, and we have provisions for his additional qualifications, which would be an extra dollar an hour plus the 2%. Jen Miller, if you recall, last year she was at, I believe, $30,000. We adjusted her salary by $2,000. My suggestion would be, instead of doing the 2%, to go to 33,000. And in the building department, Kathy Perez. This is a 28-year employee of the town. Quite knowledgeable. She's currently earning $33,753. I have budgeted in the budget for a full-time assessor's clerk at $15 an hour. That's in there, right? Or we haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. Well, my thinking on that is that we do create a full-time assessor's clerk position, $15 an hour, which, looking through the schedule across the county, is a competitive wage. Anything lower than that, I think it really limits our access to people that would do a good job there. And I have a salary adjustment for Kathy to go from, instead of 2%, which would have given her $34,428, to go to $36,000, with the caveat she would be amenable to covering, as needed, the assessor clerk's position until we got to the point where we had somebody that we wanted to hire in there.
$36,000. Yeah,
yeah. Correct, yeah.
She covers for Peggy when Peggy's gone.
It's happening now. And the other thing would be, you know, there is an arrangement there. I'd like that to be for the working day.
I'm not sure where we ended up with that. Is she amenable to straighten it back out, come in line with everybody else? Is that what you're
Except
about?
For one day.
Except for one day?
Yeah.
Do you have that conversation documented?
I will. Okay. Bruce, we have 2% for this year, but remember, we gave him a dollar bump up last year with a salary adjustment there, or hourly. Lisa Sperry, my confidential secretary. I don't think there's anybody that wants to work in my office, so I'd like to keep her there. And, you know, she puts in a lot of time, and my suggestion would be, if she did 2%, she would go to $39,270. I'd like to see that raised to an even
$42,000.
And I think that's all we have, unless you want to go through. I think we're all set with the hourly wages. You know, I have them at 2%, except for a change that's already in the budget for Art, the janitor, or custodian, I should say. He was earning, what do we have in here? Yeah, so he was currently earning $12.24 an hour, and I can tell you that. No, that's Ted.
Oh, I think he was the second one.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, second.
Second down.
Second, 16.20. Yeah. Okay. So.
So, anyway, my suggestion, and it's already in the budget, to bump him up to $13.50, because he takes care of things that many of us wouldn't want to in the court, cleaning things up.
You should appreciate that.
Yeah, and he is a hard worker. Outside elected officials, have I left anybody out that you want to look at?
I would propose, I know we have an amount here for budget officer. I know what's been done in the past and who's carried the load of the work in the past, and this is the first year I've been on the board where I feel like there is a budget officer that doesn't rely heavily, and I know, and I don't mean that to diminish anything Jeffrey's done. You've given us these great reports. I couldn't be happier. I just don't believe in us. But you also, It's very different this year. It's the budget before this, supervisor looked at Fran and said, put the numbers in there from last year. That's not a budget officer.
Well, I did for the first time ever for the town of Moreau. While we have a budget officer item in our organizational chart, it's never been had a stipend in it. And if you look around the county, it's not uncommon that there is a stipend for the budget officer. I did put in $1,000 for this year.
But I don't think that when I see what you've done with it and what they make in other counties, I wouldn't object to $2,500 or $3,000 there. I mean, when I saw what happened in the past and how much of it, the responsibility for the decisions and doing the work was directed to your position, and one year there was a mistake, and it wasn't fairly handled, and so I can't tell you, this is the best budget I've ever worked on. I think I can't say enough.
No, thank you. There's a lot of us were involved.
Looking around the county.
I know you were, and I know Jeffrey did a lot. But
looking around the county, I mean, some towns don't do it. Hadley, Half Moon, says Malta, and a Milton, nothing. But for those that do it, I think maybe 1,000 is on the smaller end. And to mirror Councilwoman McClair, I would be okay with a larger amount of that. Keeps us where we still need to be with that, keep the taxes flat. And, you know, it's earned money. I don't think it's given, that's for sure. Certainly earned it, Supervisor. So I'm okay with adding to that $1,000 as well. 2,500 seems adequate.
I think it seems way more appropriate that you figured the hourly rate you're making. I won't go further.
No, we're not.
Versus.
You don't want to know.
You don't. I won't finish my term if I figure it out.
No.
$2.50.
Totally up. You know, I'm okay. I think I will say that. Unfortunately, I think that some of these salaries for elected officials was artificially depressed over the years. If you think that's where you want to go or try and get them where it should be, I'm okay with that.
I do. So, how do we attract people that have the energy and the drive to do the job? And you take someone away from a job that's secure, there are no benefits. In 2 years, you could have no life, no medical insurance, and no nothing. And I think that we attract, and I don't mean anything against people my age and older, but you attract people at the end of their careers, and sometimes their approach or their dedication or their, I don't know what, is
not. Is that a roundabout way of saying I'm
washed up? It's nice to get somebody younger. No, I'm happy to have someone younger.
That's
quite. You got another good 20 years and you will be all set.
Whatever the board's pleasure is.
$2,500.
I would support
$2,500.
Okay. Right.
Was that
likewise?
Yes, likewise.
All the way around.
We got money in the budget for that?
We'll find it.
Big
bigger candy bars next week, right?
I was just thinking that some of that you at least need to buy him dinner.
Are you kidding? He's buying me dinner. He makes more than I do. All right, so. We'll get to electeds if we're all done with regular employees. I should say not regular employees. Non-union employees. Are you good with them?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go.
Those numbers aren't in, but you're going to put them in?
So we'll bump it up.
I'll send you guys probably an email or something tomorrow with the updated numbers and where we stand. And just that top sheet, the preliminary sheet, because I have to update that to show everything.
Has the increase in the sales tax estimate been included here?
Okay, so on to elected officials. So I will tell you for board members think when I was first elected to board, the pay was $5,900, right around there, and it stayed there for a very long time. And, you know, I thought that was artificially low at the time. And so that was further than a 10-year look back. So we adjusted them, I think, by $500 every year for like 4 years in a row to start getting that pay up to where it is. And then we leveled off at the $10,800 figure, and that was, that essentially has remained unchanged until last year. So, you know, my suggestion is, you know, somewhere between the, you know, the current looks like $226 amount and $500 should be the range for a town board member being increased, just to keep up with pay. So I think that you should probably be around $11,750, which is pretty much in line with the rest of the county for towns of our size. That's where I would be okay with, unless you want to do something different.
Is that the 2%?
The 2% would be $226. If you did a flat dollar amount, you go. So right now, your current pay is is it 11,526?
It is.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay. We have 2% built in, and it's 11,757.
Oh, okay, so that's what the 2% would be.
Yes.
Yep. All right, so, so, you know, my suggestion would make that 250, approximately 250 to go up to 12,000 annually. You know, we are going to have a lot of things happening in the next year or two. It's going to require even more time and commitment. And, you know, while we're all in public service, it does take time away from our personal lives, and there should be some compensation for that. And I think that would be a good compensation for the board as well.
A lot of responsibility coming over the next year is not that there hasn't always been, but a lot of the very important decisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I pointed out the zero increases over many years. And I just don't want to see us not keeping up.
It's actually a little bit uncomfortable for me to lie here just to talk about it.
Well, I will tell you.
So I would appreciate. I like your input, having been a board member for so long, and your reasoning behind it. Obviously, I would agree with the board, but it's just, I know these are the sticky points, and with the public, and you know, if we're not funding something, I would hate for this to be the kickback, you know, on us. But again, I rely on your experience and knowing the expectation of what's coming our way, I guess, ultimately to agree with the board.
It's been pretty easy right now. Thank you. It's been pretty easy for the last months. They have.
Right.
There is, I think I've made it public, everybody knows, I'm not intending on running again. So I know, though, there's a lot that's going to come on, a lot of big decisions that you're really going to struggle with, that it has not been easy. We've had some horribly difficult years, depending on things that are happening, sometimes even within the town. I think
maybe you should continue thinking about running to keep the streak going.
We have to find somebody that really is.
I would not.
But I think, well, I don't think it's out of line. Right now, I mean, you've been busy, but it's been pretty smooth. It hasn't been pretty smooth. And it may be smooth in the future, but you're going to make decisions that have permanent effects on the town. So I don't think that that's a lot to kind of adjust it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well,
listen. About 4%.
That means 10% over 10 years. It's 1% a year if you average it out.
Yeah, and you know, I read off the look backs, and if you're looking at all the other elected positions, they have kept up with the times, except for town board members and supervisors' position. And you know, there's many different reasons why you may not want to take an increase. but my reasoning being for adjustments there is that, as I pointed out, only 1 year increase for supervisor over 10 years, and that was a 2%. Board members, we increased to only in 2 years, and one of them was last year at 2%. And, you know, you really, you have to, just like any other position, you know, you don't want them to become artificially low, because what will happen down the road, and you saw this in the village, it will become frontline headlines that somebody is getting 30 or 40% raise for a part-time job. And it does a disservice to the person in that job, and it does a disservice to the community. And I'm trying to mitigate that.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to give the years and experience to see that and appreciate it.
So, but I will do whatever the board collectively agrees to.
I see the dedication. I see, I haven't dealt, I know you and I maybe have more flexibility in our time somewhat, but that doesn't always happen. And if you get someone that has a full-time job and you're working, both of you, out of town, that I don't think the community realizes the amount of hours that it takes that you don't see people. So I think you want to be able to compensate people for the time, even though they say, I want to do this to help my community, because it is a big impact on your family at times. It's a big impact on a lot of your free time, and I see that with those of you that work long hours and still make big commitments.
All right, so we got the town board. So we'll move on to town clerk. And as I indicated earlier, you know, over the past 10 years in that position, there's been a $9,441 increase, which equates to nearly 21% increase for that title. If you look at the chart, you see that the current pay for town clerk is $45,248, but she also receives a stipend of $8,805 for receiver of taxes, and also a stipend as the records management officer. Those were done under three administrations ago. So, and the current pay is $55,099, and a 2% increase of that would get her up to, for that position, up to $56,201. I think I provided the board members with comparable salaries across the county, and you know, I think we're in line with that.
Are we in the top third for that? I think we're not bad for that.
We're very good for that.
We're right in line. I think most of them. Park must have 2 separate people on those jobs.
Yes.
But there's such a different tax base. It's hard to compare them to us. We have Sandy part time, and they have staff.
So you're okay with that at the 2%? All right, so we'll move on to town justices, and those, that position has been an increase 6 out of the past 10 years, between 2 and 3.9%, for a total increase over that period of 15.8%. which equates to $3,828. So the current pay for justices is $28,028. 2% increase would increase that to $28,589. And you'll see that there's, across the county, the numbers are, in a lot of communities, are lower than that.
We pay insurance on one that's part time.
That
so
is correct.
I think that that's an additional amount that's a great benefit.
Yeah. Moving on to highway superintendent, there have been raises there in all but 2 years over the 10-year period, ranging from 2 to 4%. Most recently, 2% last year. So the cumulative increase over the 10-year period was 21.8% increase in salary, which equates to $10,163. Again, reviewing where we fall with the rest of the county, I think we're where we should be there with a 2% raise.
Okay.
And that's it for electives. So we'll have to have a public hearing on the, is it a public hearing on the elected day, or is it part of the budget?
It's kind of.
So they don't get to, when do we have to submit the pay to the county? So, any more discussion on salaries?
Have any of the chairs of the ZBA or planning board talked about small bump and anything for meetings?
No, but I do want to, at the organizational meeting, I want to have a resolution for when a board member participates in the role as acting chair, that they get a bump up in their pay for that evening, because that's happened a few times. I did not review that. Let's see.
My only thought was, you know, do we encourage site visits for zoning and planning at this point in time when we get a application through and the tax goes out, or however the information is dispersed, to be encouraged to site with it.
So, $40 now?
$40 and 50 for the chairman.
For both of them?
Both boards, I believe that's.
Yeah. I mean, I have no problem doing a $10 increase on that. I've seen other communities do from around 50 for the board members and 60, 65 for the chair. And we have required too that they do mandatory training, which so
covers gas mileage. I look at it that way. Like if you're going to ride around these sites, it would be helpful to encourage the site visits.
Yeah,
it makes a big difference.
$10 increase to both the planning and the chair. So all across the board, $10.
What number is it?
1110.
And they surely aren't taking it for the money, you know that.
No, exactly right.
That they do, when you read the minutes, they've definitely gone out and looked at those sites, and all of them that they haven't just decided, oh, I'm just going to show up to the meeting and figure this out.
And sometimes having to deal with that.
The library board trustees are not, we're not paid. It's not paying job of the
library.
All right. I think you're looking for something.
No, I think it's totally
well.
There was a letter from the justice. It's a request. I'll find it later.
Oh. Is that for the cameras and the
So I signed that. The JCAP grant? Okay. Yeah, I signed that. So he's applied for that already.
Okay.
The next day after the board meeting.
Something just popped up with me on this. It was the town health officer.
Yes, so... so...
That's blank here, but...
Right. We don't have a town health officer. And in the absence of the town health officer, we have the town health board of health, which is us.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you're getting a little bit more money, because you're also going to play that role, too.
Oh, good.
If you read the bylaws on that, the chair of that group is somebody who's had law enforcement experience.
Is that right?
Anything else from us?
You mentioned assessor's clerk.
Yes. When's the current pay there? It was
1302.
And when I was looking at the hourly rate for assessor's clerks across the county, we were on the low end of that. And to get us in the middle, I thought it was appropriate to establish that rate at $15 an hour. Full time.
Put people with an Amazon.
I think I'm going to have to increase that a lot higher.
I would agree with that.
So, we have that as a placeholder. Anything else?
15.
All right. So, Jeffrey's going to extrapolate all the changes we made this. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, CSEA?
Yes. So, that is in this budget.
Okay.
Yes. But I'm waiting for the MOA to be provided to me. Should have it this week.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be in good shape there. And so those numbers are in there.
Okay.
Anything else budget-wise? Closing comment would be, so Jeffrey's going to work the numbers. he'll get this front page to you. I would ask every board member to review, you know, what we're using for fund balance. Obviously, the tax rate's not going to change. Amount raised from taxes is not going to change. And appropriations and revenues will be tweaked just a little bit based on the changes we made tonight. Any questions, comments? We still can make changes to it before, you know, we finalize the tentative budget. I'd like to do it sooner rather than later, so if you have anything you want me to address or review, get that information to me, and I'll talk about it. We'll bring it up at the board meeting on Tuesday night so we can keep moving on the budget process.
Can we set that public hearing? Just Tuesday hearing?
Yep. Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Wow.
Next Tuesday. Good. Well, for those of you that...
The last step of it?
We'll set the public hearing. We have to hold the public hearing. Take comment. Close the public hearing. We got to have a resolution on elected officials' salaries, which we can do now because we just set them. Mm-hmm. So that'll be on the agenda for Tuesday night, and then we adopt the budget before November 20th.
Yes.
Yeah. By law, we have to have it done by November 20th. I'm not breaking the law. So, only other comment is for the new board members. You don't know what you missed in previous years.
No. I appreciate
it. So you have nothing to compare it to, but I want to thank everybody for the help. For me, it's been probably not only the most enjoyable, the most constructive work done on the town budget in my 17 years. So thank you for that.
Totally. This has been, I've been here 11 years. I've never worked on a budget that was as prepared and ready when it got here. Thank you. I'm not gonna chew it, so we gotta laugh. it's been a great year. Thank you, Jeffrey, for your part that you provided us with so much additional information. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
And I could not have gotten it done this quickly without Jeffrey's help.